All right, welcome into hour number two on the Chase and Big Joe show here, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Really love talking to Chris Sanders last hour about the wide receiver position and just becoming a man. I mean, what a great conversation with that as well. All right, we continue our week of special guests. I mean, yesterday we had Ice Cube and Jeff Dunham. Let's continue with what might be the most popular guy around the world we've ever had on the show. Let's bring in the very funny, talented Ravi Patel, who lives here in Nashville. Ravi, good morning to you, buddy.
That is not even slightly accurate. You had Ice Cube. I don't even know. Who do you think you're fooling with that? That's unbelievable.
I'm trying to fool you. No, you're very, please stop it. You're very popular. I got to tell you, Ravi, I watched your show, Animal Control, the other night, and I've watched like three or four episodes. That's a very funny show with you and Joel McHale.
Oh, thanks, dude. It's so fun to do. And I'm just happy to be on something that isn't canceled, to be honest. I've done so many canceled. I've been on like 20 shows. And I've never even gotten past the second season, and this is now we're about to film our third. I'm just so excited. The show's doing really well, and also everyone's really nice on it. Like, we're all best friends. So, yeah, man, thanks.
What's it like? I mean, I'm looking at your resume. You have been on a million shows. I mean, what's it like? Like, you're in one season, you went from the Michael J. Fox show to Trophy Wife to Hawaii 5-0. Mm-hmm. What's it like just showing up on set like, hey, I'm here, guys?
Well, I mean, it's fine until you realize that you're the reason everything's going out of business. I mean, every time I show up on these shows, they get canceled. It's really you feel like, no, I don't know, man. It's fun. It's such a weird job to have, you know, just to be in it, to do like what feels like a children's, I don't know. You're just like playing and I don't know what guest star I would say is almost like a first day of school. Like there's all these people who've been doing it for a long time and you're showing up and you want everyone to like you and you also want to do a really good job. But, you know, the best part at this stage of my life, I don't really do them anymore because, I try to like stay with my family unless it's like really, really necessary. But at this stage, it's more just like a dope vacation.
I talked to Ravi Patel, who's on the Fox hit show Animal Control. Look, I was also reading all the reviews. That's got to feel good when you read reviews and, you know, there's usually one or two a critic who's like, oh, this is terrible. But across the board, this is getting great reviews. That's got to feel fantastic.
I actually didn't know that, but that feels fantastic to hear. That's exciting. I mean, dude, I just hope the show stays on the air. That's all I want. I don't care if people like it or not. Just put it on just turn it on. That's all I'm asking anyone who's listening. No, dude, it's a good show. I think it's because we all have fun being around each other. I mean, truly, I've never been around a better cast. It's the best job I've ever had. And, you know, I'm 45, man. I don't know. I'm at that age. I feel like you and I talked about this a little bit. Like, I'm at that age where, you know, everything matters a little bit more. And, you know, I just feel lucky that, you know, I'm staying afloat and that I'm doing something that's cool.
But you got to present at the iHeart Media Awards. I mean, you got on stage and got to present an award. Not everybody gets to do that.
Oh, dude, that was one of the coolest things. I think when you and I talked, I had just come back from that or I was just about to go do it.
Right.
It was such a cool experience. You know, it's funny. I thought I was, like, too cool to do that kind of stuff. I was like, oh, I don't like celebrities. I don't care about Hollywood stuff. So I used to, like, I hadn't really done a lot of that stuff. And then this was like, okay, yeah, I'll go do it because it was on Fox and they wanted me to go do it. I presented and, like, I introduced Ludacris, who I did a movie with 2 years ago. So I actually knew him. But, like, I didn't think about it before I went. And then I'm there. And it's, like, a fairly small theater. It's where they do the Oscars. And it's all, like, you know, superstars like Justin Timberlake and Cher and Beyonce. Like, there's like big names in that room. And then, you know, by the way, I met Jelly Roll, who lives here in Nashville. He was so nice.
Yeah.
I went up to him. I said, hey, what's in Nashville? You want to be friends? He goes, yeah. And then, you know, we didn't see each other after that, but he was super nice. He invited me to, he's like, hey, man, yeah, he's like, oh, dude, yeah, hey, I'm at the Comedy Store tomorrow night. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, but, you know, obviously, I'm not going to go. I wasn't going to go see him do stand-up the next day. I didn't know if he thought I was just – anyway. So he was super nice. And then And then I saw Ludacris. He's like, "Hey, Rob, I thought that was you." It was just, it was surreal. It just felt so cool to be around all those people. I forget that I'm, you know, like a celebrity in a sense. It's just a weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah, so embrace it and take it in. We're talking to Ravi Patel. All right, we talked about this when I saw you last time about your love of the Chicago Bears in football. God bless you, man, because you've been through some rough years.
Yeah, dude. I love – I don't know if love's the word. It's more like – it's like Stockholm syndrome. Like, I'm like – you know, because I hate the Bears. Anyone who's a Bears fan or even a Chicago sports fan gets it. I mean, that is – it's such a curse to be a Bears fan. I'm obviously super excited about what's ahead. But, you know, I have a seven-year-old daughter, and all I try to do is try to get her to watch football with me. It's part of my dream. And then I finally figured out that if I tape the game and then I start watching it right when she's supposed to go to bed, that's when she'll watch it, because not because she wants to do football, but because it's an excuse for her to stay awake. And so I did this once this year. And the Bears were just getting just slammed, as they did all the time this past year and in general my entire life. And she turns to me. She goes, "Daddy, the Bears are bad." And I go, "Yeah." She goes, are they always bad?" And I go, kind of. And she goes, "Daddy, I don't – why do you watch the Bears if they're always bad?" And I said, "I don't know." She goes, "Daddy, I don't think I want to be a Bears." I said, "I think that's the right call, baby." And it was the most selfless thing I've ever done, where I'm like, yeah, save yourself. Don't put yourself through this your entire life.
But I got to tell you, though, you Bears fans are long-suffering. I mean, I know fans, Ravi, of other teams, and they're like, "All right, I'm done. I'm moving on." You guys will not leave the Chicago Bears no matter what.
Listen, I tried, especially the last, like, three seasons. I have started, like, missing games for the first time in my life. So, I feel like I've at least given it a little bit of a break. But, obviously, I'm back. This Caleb Williams thing is exciting. I mean, by the way, it could be anything. I get excited no matter what's happening every year. Cause that's when you have Stockholm Syndrome. You convince yourself that this is the one every time. But, yeah, I think this year, man, look, are the Bears going to mess some things up? Absolutely. It's not unique to the Bears. It's just people who work in football are not as intelligent as the size of the enterprise. That's just, for whatever reason, these are multi-billion dollar companies, and the people who run them are just, they don't do the smartest things. Like, they couldn't run $10 million companies outside of football, and they do the dumbest deals financially.
Right.
They do. Consistently. It's unbelievable. I mean, and as fans, everyone, we all as fans, we all watch, we're like, God, are we missing something? Why are these people so dumb? It's just because they are. I don't know how to explain it. So the Bears are going to keep doing that, but obviously, you know, what's happening this year is exciting, man. I mean, I think we'll get Caleb, and then hopefully we go get a receiver with that ninth pick, too.
There you go. Well, you know, Patton Oswalt did a great movie about being a long-suffering Giants fan. I think, mm-hmm. you know, and you've got a great career as a writer and everything else. Mm-hmm. I think you need to pin something as being a long-suffering Bears fan.
Yeah, that might be too close to home. I don't know if I could get that. I'd end up in therapy. I mean, that would be so hard to do. I have, to be honest, I have thought, like, at some point, I do want to do something Bears related, whether it's a documentary or some sort of narrative film. I'm sure I will at some point.
Well, I think we're talking to Ravi Patel, the very talented and famous actor. You catch him on Fox hit show Animal Control. Ravi, I think what happened is when the Bears, when they remodeled Soldier Field, I think that's when they started mm-hmm. going down.
Yeah, that's just you popping in at that moment. We've been going down for way well before that. I mean, this has been a systemic toxicity for a very long time.
Hey, quit using big words on our show. We don't understand what those words mean.
Yeah, well, I can't even say them, so I barely. Wait, so what are we thinking about the draft here? Are you excited? Are you guys talking a lot of Titans?
Yeah, well, Titans are the
talking.
they have the number seven pick in the draft. And so there's a lot of like, what are they going to do at number seven? Because there's a guy named Joe Alt from Notre Dame that's left tackle that's perfect. But you got a bonehead like Jim Harbaugh who's like, we got to get this quarterback from Michigan. And now it's all in disarray. Yeah. And Jim Harbaugh is like a mad scientist in a lab screwing everything over.
By the way, another great example of the Bears being absolute morons. You want to talk about – they keep talking about Caleb Williams as generational talent. Jim Harbaugh is generational talent at coaching. Whether you like his personality or not, he has – what he has achieved at both levels of football, and that he wanted to go play for Chicago, and they kept Matt Eberflus, who had the worst season of any season of anyone in the NFL last year.
Right.
And he was everyone was certain he was going to get fired. And somehow he gets just – they're like, you know what, we should come around. He won a few games at the end of the year. But anyone who watches those games knows that the Bears still weren't well coached. Anyway.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Do you think Harbaugh is going to take Alt at – what is that? They have the fifth?
They have the fifth pick. I don't think he will because they don't have any wide receivers on that football team. So I think they take a wide receiver. But, again, you have to be prepared. You know, what's the old saying? In war, nothing goes according to plan. And I think on draft night for the Tennessee Titans, and, you know, your Bears got the 1-9. Who knows? They might trade out, and, you know, we might have just absolute chaos 13 days from now, which we all love, Robbie.
I love – listen, man, I read every single mock draft. We've gotten to the point in the mock draft process where you go to any of the sports websites, and they're mock drafts by people whose names you've never heard before.
Right.
Have you noticed that? It's like a Cleaver mock draft 1.0, and it's like your neighbor. And I'm still reading it. I'm like, oh, really? They got the – looks like the Jets are giving up 5 first-rounders to move up a few spots. I'm like, yeah, oh, that is interesting.
All right. Let me ask you that about the Jets and your boy Aaron Rodgers with the comments throughout the years about he owns the Chicago Bears. I bet you couldn't stand that guy.
You know what? I'll be honest, man. I like him. He's right. This is what I'm talking about. I'm abused. I know he's right. He does own us, rightfully. I wish we had someone like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's one of the best football players in history. I'm so into his whole narrative. I'm rooting for him this year, man.
Well, you know, maybe we'll get back out there and lead the Jets to the promised land. Who knows? Robbie, what's that next for you? I know you got some more animal control coming along. What else you got going down the old pike?
I have a movie that I actually shot here in Nashville last year that's doing festival called The Kiss of the Hollywood Con Queen, and it's about a real-life con man in Hollywood who would call up all these producers and actors, directors, and somehow convince them to, at the last minute, flip the bill for their trip to Thailand or somewhere in Asia. I mean, and he would put on all these voices, often of women. It was like and this guy could have been on SNL. And so I play this guy, this con man, and it's called The Kiss of the Hollywood Con Queen.
Oh.
And that's doing all the festivals. I got a small role in Harold and the Purple Crayon, which I'm kind of on this run of doing a lot of kids' movies because I'm trying to make stuff that my daughter would like me more for. And that's it, man. I'm making some things, you know, behind the camera as well.
Well done there. Hey, man, I appreciate this. I got your number. We're going to bring you on more and more. So don't hang up when I call you all the time, if you don't mind.
Listen, I want to come in right after this draft.
Sure.
I think right after the draft, and I want to essentially commiserate for all the mistakes that I think were made, or that the Bears made.
It's a date, my man. Ravi Patel, hey, thank you, man. It's an honor to talk to you and get to know you. I appreciate you, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, good chatting, dude. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Ravi Patel, catch him on Fox Show Animal Control. Actually, I don't watch much, like, nighttime comedies, so I know he was coming on, so I streamed a couple of the shows. It made me laugh. It takes a lot to make me laugh.
Does it?
It does.
Okay. I think differently, but okay.
It takes a lot to really belly laugh. There's a lot of not funny stuff out there.
Deep
There's a
gut
lot of
laugh.
Not funny comedians, a lot of not funny shows. That show is funny. So we'll have Ravi on again in studio, and we'll have some fun with him. All right, you listen to the Chasing Big Joe Show brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Also, your 2024 Augusta National Leaderboard Update is brought to you by Burger Republic. Go try their limited-time Green Jacket Burger for a true Master's experience. Can we effort that green? I guess we'll just have to go to Burger Republic, right?
And they have good milkshakes, too.
Do they?
I think there's like spiked milkshakes. You can't go wrong with those.
Spike?
Spiked, yeah.
So it's spiked.
Yeah.
Like a little.
Yeah, the good stuff.
There we go, buddy. All right, again, stop by Burger Republic. Try their limited-time Green Jacket Burger for a true Master's experience. All right, next up, Kentucky fans. We got to hear from you. I mean, you got a coach. Are you happy? Are you not happy? There's a lot of 50-50 on this. We'll talk about Kentucky basketball and hiring Mark Pope. That's next. Listen to the Chase and Big Joe Show brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.